What's up, my friend? It's your boy Dellis coming to you with another episode of the Ground Up Biz podcast, where the goal is to inspire, educate, and help you break the time for money trade in your life so that you can live life on a whole nother level. I hope you're having a fantastic day so far, and in this episode, I want to talk a little bit about sales funnels. Sales funnels are maybe it's an emerging topic in digital marketing, but sales funnels have been around for some years. And if you're not familiar with the term, chances are if you've been online, if you've purchased products in the past, you have any influencers or people that you like their content, so you get on their email list, chances are you've interacted with a sales funnel before. So based on some of the things I've been working on and based on the topics I've talked about so far for this podcast, I feel like sales funnels would be a prime topic for you to understand if it's something that you do not understand on a deep level. So let's talk right about it. Like, let's get into it. So I have the definition right here. A sales funnel mirrors the path your prospects take to become a customer. And this is kind of a modified definition based on what I found online and what my experience is. So sales funnels represent the customer journey using the sales process to take customers from awareness to action. All right. So the purpose of a sales funnel is to, I think that last part is really critical, to take your customers from awareness to action. And a sales funnel is really just like a visual demonstration of each step that's required for your customer, like when they first learn about you, right? The first engagement, all the way to the point where they're putting in their credit card details or paying the invoice, right? And then they're an active customer of your product, right? So the sales process is each step documented, and a sales funnel is, at least from my understanding, so it doesn't have to be technology like based, right? A sales funnel could just be something you draw up on your screen or on a piece of paper and be like, well, this is the funnel from start to the very end. And if you know what a funnel is, right, from, I guess, my best understanding of a funnel is one you use like for cars, so that you can pour your liquid, which usually for me is like antifreeze, you can pour it a little less accurately, but the funnel allows for the liquid to be concentrated at the bottom, and so you have less spillage. So the idea is kind of similar with a digital funnel in that a lot of traffic will be poured at the top level, and what will happen is you'll get a concentrated few people who are actually going to make it to the action stage of your funnels. So why do we use sales funnels? With the technology we have available to us today, sales funnels can become your best friend, like the best salesperson on your team, because you can use automation to assist you with delivering marketing messages and presenting your offer. The thing is, humans, we're not perfect. And we have to sleep and we eat and we don't want to work all the time, right? We can't work 24/7, but a sales funnel could be software that essentially helps you continue to be top of mind to your customers. And this would be through email communication. And a sales funnel allows you to present your offers and to remind your customers of what you're selling. So this is, it's very helpful, honestly, to look more into sales funnels. I'd say it took me about 2 years before I really started programming like my first legit sales funnel. And I'm still learning a lot. So I'm saying the sooner you can get introduced to this topic, the more you can learn, and eventually you may apply it in some form of your business. So I want to talk about the four stages. So let me make sure. All right, so let me highlight really quickly like some of the benefits of sales funnels and why this is something you want to look into. Number one, automated marketing communication, which I just kind of referenced the email campaign, which you would write yourself, but essentially once you write your campaign, whether that be a week of emails or 2 weeks or a month of emails, you write that campaign one time and everyone who gets on that email list essentially gets that same campaign, right? And it can be personalized to have their name and maybe some other details in it, but for the most part, everyone gets that same campaign. And that automated communication really helps with keeping you top of mind for your customers, especially if you're using a sales funnel in combination with maybe social media or directly meeting or calling with people, because now they're getting your emails and you're on the phone with them or you're meeting with them as well. So that really makes you top of mind. The second benefit that I noted for sales funnels is they can be personalized based on people's preferences. So I'd have to break down the pieces of a sales funnel. So I might as well do that real quick too. So off the top of my head, I didn't write this down, but I have been studying sales funnels and programmed them. So this is from experience. What you'll need is you'll need a lead magnet, right? I mean, there's actually like anatomy. So I wrote a blog post about this. I will link it in the description. I'll have to, because it's actually kind of sales funnels a lot. Like it's a system, but I'll explain it. So you need a lead magnet, which is usually, it could be a PDF, a file. It's something that you give away in exchange for somebody's contact information, which would typically be their phone number. I'm sorry, it wouldn't be their phone number. It depends what business you have. But for information, it's usually first name. You might ask for last name. I just have a name field and email address, right? Because those are kind of the critical ones for online communication. If you can add phone number, or phone number is relevant for your business model, it could certainly help, because SMS messaging is more effective than email messaging. Like come into someone's phone, like rather than their email inbox is more effective. So I guess depending on whatever you want to set up. So your lead magnet would be, I don't know the right terminology. I wouldn't say it's hosted on your landing page, but your landing page would be basically your website where you're offering your lead magnet. So, and I guess what will help the most is if I give like an actual example. As it relates to what I was going to talk about a little bit later in this episode. So groundupbiz.com is a website where I'm writing a lot of articles with the intent to rank on Google and to improve the Google rankings over time and to earn income from this website. So the goal is to document all the lessons learned and the processes and experiences and everything I figured out and, you know, went through in order to make groundupbiz.com profitable. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to package that up into a PDF, right? An ebook, or it might be a course, but it's probably just going to be an ebook. And I'm going to offer that to people, but in exchange for their email address. So the thing is, I know that PDF is going to be super valuable. I mean, it's going to be months, if not a year or two, of information, insights, failures, lessons learned, how much money I spent, how much time I spent. You know what I'm saying? Like some really valuable stuff. And the thing is, what makes a lead magnet like special is if you can sell it, right? Like I really could sell this PDF. Like I could, because it's worth it, right? If I get an editor to a nice cover, like this is worth some money. I spent some time, you know, for it. So if you're trying to give away a lead magnet that you can't sell and people just really don't want, then that's not going to have a pull. But the greater value your lead magnet has, right? If it's something that's extremely valuable, some people are, I mean, it can't be like, I guess, there's a limit. There's a psychological limit too, because insanely valuable people are thinking like, all right, what's the scam? What's the catch, right? Super valuable enough, people are like, all right, I'll trade my email for it. So I guess you have to kind of think in the mind of your customer. So I talked about the lead magnet. Could be a PDF, a course, video, set of files, exclusive content, anything somebody's willing to trade their contact information for. And you will send people, right, when people are interested, if you're having a phone call, you're on Twitter or whatever social media platform you're on, you'll have a link to your landing page. And this is just my setup. And what you would do is, when people submit their contact information on your landing page, that is how they get your lead magnet. Okay, so the goal is to drive as much traffic to your landing page as possible. And this is kind of going back to the idea of the sales funnel, because a portion of those people will convert to get the lead magnet, but not everyone. And what really helps is how you improve the conversion rate of your landing pages. You send more qualified traffic. This is more people who'd be more likely to download the lead magnet. Those are the people you want to send to your landing page. All right. But you really should read my blog post, because I'm kind of diddling around, you know, some of the important topics. I did talk about lead magnet. I did talk about landing page. But if you're talking about like the whole design, right, and structure of this whole system, it helps to take a step back. And I did write some things here, some ideas you may want to look into before you start designing your sales funnel. Is who is your dream customer? See, we've talked about target customer and a little bit about dream customer, and I think it's all a matter of perception or how you want to create your business. But dream customer, that idea comes from Russell Brunson. He's an author and founder of ClickFunnels. So dream customer, I like this concept more, because this makes you work a little bit harder to get customers of people like who are kind of out of your league right now. Hopefully you understand what I'm saying. I don't mean like everybody is in our league, right? We're all equal, but I mean like target customer may have you kind of settling for people who will just pay your price like right now. Dream customer, you're looking at brands who are three times larger than you, like as far as your accounts. You know, you're looking at mentors who may take some years of influence or months of influence before you have the opportunity to even make your offer. Like, and dream customers are, how do I say, they excite you, like working with them, right? They don't drain your energy. So definitely take a look into your dream customer. But I think the next step would be probably like related to like problem analysis. Either I'm trying to think, like would you want to do problem first or dream customer? I'm just thinking like out loud for a second. I don't know. I feel like if you do dream customer based on like energy, like who you like working with, or maybe in the future, it's like, I really like where Web3 is going. So I know in the next like 10 years, I want to be around positive, like Web3 developers. And if I know that, then I can intentionally like focus my efforts to meet more of those people who will be my dream customers, because some of them will be creative. And they'll be programmers, so that'll mean like if I have ideas, they can help me like build the software to make things happen, right? So that would be my dream customer. And then the thing is, the next step would be like the problem. So some people start here with the problem, some people don't even start with the problem, they just create a business based on what they like. But the problem is important, because the problem will kind of key you into like solutions, like psychology of your dream customer. And the problem is like what the sales funnel is designed to resolve. Like the whole sales funnel, all of it, the landing page, the lead magnet, the emails, like the offers that you make that will be pitched in the emails, it's all related to the problem and your dream customer. So you understand, like I'm trying to pick like the best order, like, and I guess there is no best order until you do it a couple of times and then you figure out what works for you. So also with your sales funnel, you want to figure out what your highest ticket offer is going to be, or at least kind of brainstorm like what that would look like. You have to think about the problem you're solving and your dream customer. And I created this visual. It's like a stair step ladder, you know, from where they are now to where they want to be, at least in like the highest fulfillment of the offers in my business. So the highest fulfillment level is coaching, my one-on-one time, and that's my highest ticket offer. And from the coaching, I'm able to kind of get into context, you know, from a bird's eye view of all the smaller offers, you know, that are kind of going to align and pitch the coaching and to kind of lead people to the coaching. Now, the thing is, if they don't need the coaching, that's perfectly fine. But the offers are designed to, you know, serve you at that level and then remind you, like, I have coaching. And then if you go a little bit higher, you know, that's a higher priced product, you get more value. And then at the same time, it will remind you, you know, and I also have coaching, right? So why that matters, I think it just helps, right? You can always change your offer, you know, and kind of modify like the details, the price, what's included, stuff like that. But having an idea of what that will be, right? I think that will give you more context for your sales funnel. I know that for sure, because if you build the sales funnel without the offers, I don't even know if that's possible, because the words that are going to be on your landing page, what's included in the lead magnet, what's included in the emails, all that language has some relation to your high ticket offer. So maybe if you define that first to problem, dream customer, and then the highest ticket offer my company or brand is going to offer to that customer. If you know those three things, I think, you know, creating a sales funnel would be a little bit easier from like a psychological perspective. Remember, this project, there's a lot of like, how to say, time and hours regarding like creating the actual sales funnel, like the technical side. It's nothing to be discouraged about. I definitely believe you can do it if you've listened so far. But it's really just like a mindset thing, like staying with the project until all the pieces of your funnel are working and people can, you know, sign up to your email list and all the emails are working and they can download your lead magnet and view it. If it's a video, they can watch it. If it's a PDF, they can read it and they'll tell you, hey, yeah, I got the download. It looks nice, you know, nice PDF. And then they start getting your emails, your automated communication. That feeling, it feels amazing because you're like, wow, I just created a system where, and I'm not saying to stop doing any of the marketing you're doing yourself. Like you're supposed to continue doing your outreach and, you know, your daily discipline of your engagement, you know, whatever platform you're on, creating content, but having that automated, salesman, if you will, saleswoman in the background. I don't know why I gave technology a gender that wasn't necessary, but you understand where I'm trying to go here. Okay, I talked about that. Okay, so three companies, I won't say the top companies, that do sales funnels. If you look on Google for a free landing page builder or like free sales funnels, or yeah, use the word free first and see where that takes you. Then also maybe look up like sales funnel software, something like that, those keywords. You're going to start getting kind of in this area. So you got ClickFunnels, GetResponse, ConvertKit. I don't know. I think MailChimp actually does provide like the capabilities of the sales funnel as well. They definitely do. There are a few companies like the ones I've just listed. I have tried, I've done ClickFunnels, I use GetResponse right now, and I've tried ConvertKit as well. So I think the best way to learn what would work for you, obviously, is just to get more exposure, right? If all the words I said so far in this episode you completely understand, then go work on your sales funnel, or, you know what I'm saying, go make more impact. Like, you already got this. If you didn't recognize all the words I said so far, then I think the first thing is just getting more exposure to like what's out there, like maybe Googling like how other companies use sales funnels. I'm telling you, you've definitely interacted with one before. If you got emails and you're getting emails from people, maybe you signed up for their list or you don't know how you signed up for their list, they still may have you in some form of a sales funnel. Let's see, did I talk about everything? Okay, let's do this. So we're gonna talk about the four stages. If you look on Google or YouTube, some people have four stages, five stages, six stages. They're all worth looking into. I mean, they don't, how to say, when they make up a stage, like when you read like a blog post or hear a YouTube video, you're like, all right, yeah, I get you. Like that makes sense. So I'm not saying like anyone is particularly accurate. I wrote this one down because it made sense to me. It's a four step. So yeah, I'll just share it real quick. So the first step is awareness, and I guess I'll break down the ground up biz site and like what's going to come. So that way I can end up, it'll serve two purposes, to give you an example and also kind of make me show up for what I talked about. Right. Cause I want to walk the walk. So the first step is awareness, and my two strategies for awareness is driving traffic from Twitter, which means I post content on Twitter, you know, and I engage, I leave comments and message people, stuff like that. I do that every day. And that a portion of that, those people end up clicking on my website. And that happens. My account's not that big, so it only happens like every few days, right? Every one or two days somebody clicks, but if I stick with it, eventually, you know what I'm saying, more people are gonna click, so just have to put in that consistency. But that's the awareness part. People are becoming aware of my message, the brand. They'll click on my page, read the bio, and if they like what they see, then they have the opportunity to go from the awareness stage to the interaction stage, right? So awareness stage, I think, is still part of like them clicking my landing page. Remember, you know, as I talked about earlier, a landing page is just a website, which is not like a super complex website with like a about, you know, tab and a contact us tab and, you know, projects and all that other stuff. Like, no, like this website is only serving one purpose. And the main purpose is to sell the value of the lead magnet that you've created. So on the, in the interaction stage, right? This is the stage where your customer, your prospect, right? They're not a customer yet, your prospect is trying to fill you out. They're on your landing page, they're reading the words, and maybe you have a video about how the lead magnet is going to change their life or how it's created, you know, to give them what they're looking for. And they're reading, they're scrolling over, and they're looking at, you know, some of your case studies and your customer testimonials, and they're filling you out. And if they like what they see, then they'll submit their contact information. They'll interact right at this stage, and then they'll be able to download your lead magnet, and you'll get their name, email, and possibly their phone number too. All right. So the next stage, this will be the third stage that I documented, is the interest stage. So I think I already jumped, you know, past this part. But, or no, actually, no, I did. I feel like, so the interaction, interest, you feel me? Like these stages, I feel like they kind of bleed into each other. But the interest would be the actual submission, right, of the email, like the confirmation that you've piqued their curiosity enough that they're willing to, right, give you their name and their email, in trust that once they press that submit button that they're going to get, you know, what you said they're going to get. And you'll set up your sales funnel. You'll probably, there's two ways you could do it, or probably more than that. But one way is you could have the video or the PDF or the download available on that next screen. But the way like most digital marketers are doing it is you get a confirmation email. So this is probably the better way to do it, right? You get a confirmation email, and in that confirmation email, once you confirm your subscription, then you're able to download the PDF. So that part may be a little technical here. And I guess when you get into email marketing, you'll understand the big deal with like opt-in and double opt-in and like why we do that. So you can create a list of like genuine people who like follow instructions and who are active. Seriously though. So man, that was really specific. So the last stage is action. All right. And right, they've got the PDF now, they're reading it, and now they're probably about to start getting emails. If you set up your sales funnel correctly, they'll get emails coming up in the next few days, weeks, or months, and from there, they'll have the option to learn more about you, your product, what you're selling, what you're working on. It depends what you write in those emails. And those are the four stages as kind of like quickly as I could explain them. I think it's best to like not take my word verbatim on this and to, you know, do your own research online and see what you can learn about sales funnels. Like I said, one of the practical examples that I can think about, sales funnels could help you like sell digital products, services. I mean, really they can help you sell anything that can be sold. But the more practical application I think I'm going to take with the Ground Up Biz website is, like I said, once I achieve a certain level of success, I'm going to take what I've documented, you know, so far, and my processes and, you know, what tools I use, and take really good screenshots, and I'm going to create something that's going to be really valuable, something I could sell. This is going to be my lead magnet, so I'm not going to sell it, but I'll posted on my website, which will serve as a landing page, and people, if they're interested, they can submit their email. Now, the next part of the sales funnel is the email communications and the type of emails I would be sending to people who were on this list. These weren't just be random emails, you know, not inspiration or motivation. I might share some of that too, but like, you understand, like these people, I know exactly what they're interested in based on what type of lead magnet they downloaded. So these people are interested in creating their own blog or their own website and getting it monetized, right? The thing is, the lead magnet is great at polarizing an audience, especially, you know, if you're sending a lot of different people, they're going to get to the landing page and they're like, I don't know if this is for me, you know, and they're not going to submit their email. And that's perfectly fine. Like, that's totally acceptable. But the thing is, for people who do want it, you know, and do see the value of what you're offering, you can confirm that they have that common interest, which is an interest in, you know, building a website, possibly SEO, blogging, and getting that monetized. So the emails that I would send them, you know, after they got my lead magnet would be along the lines of, just telling them, like, I guess maybe teaching them just a little bit more about like what I do and how I've done it and how I got to where I am. And then at that point I could offer my coaching, which is the highest level ticket offer, and some other offers, you know, in the middle, but really the coaching is, you know, part of it as well. So let me make sure, I just want to make sure that I talked about everything. It's important to understand the sales process for your business. Maybe you're not necessarily there yet. Maybe you don't have an offer and you're not making offers and making sales yet. So if you're not there yet, then I think maybe it's just good to read, you know, and watch some YouTube videos about sales funnels and what they can do, and like where they're going in the future, where they are now, where they're going in the future. I don't think they're going anywhere, but artificial intelligence is changing the way sales funnels are like operating, and like the personalization is like getting more ridiculous, like not ridiculous, like ridiculous in a like crazy efficient, like good customer experience way, but like ridiculous and like, wow, that's crazy. Like we're moving that fast. Like artificial intelligence on the landing page, artificial intelligence in the email communication to give your customer like the journey that they decide they want based on what you've created. Like that's impressive. So, all right, that was kind of a tangent. But yeah, you want to define your sales process. So if you are selling, right, if you are selling something, you're making offers, people are buying, or, you know, you're about to get your business going, make sure you understand what a sales process is. If you're not familiar with that term, look that up and create something like a sales flow diagram or a sales process diagram. And that would be very beneficial for seeing each stage that your customer takes, you know, from first point of awareness, you know, to payment, and then I guess delivery of the product, and maybe even follow-up. You could have all those steps included on your sales process diagram. And what your funnel will allow you to do, this is one of the last key points. Your sales funnel will allow you to see like the data. And this is what's cool about technology. So the software I use, GetResponse, shows me stats at each level of the funnel. So it shows me how many people saw the landing page, right? I have a number, and then it tells me how many, or it tells me a percentage, you know, out of all those people who saw the landing page, here's how many people submitted their email address, right? So I understand at that stage, I'm converting at this percent. You know what I'm saying? I've got an exact number. And then at the next stage, which is, I guess, reading emails, it will tell me for each email, like how many people are opening it, you know, how many people are clicking on the links, and stuff of that nature, which is really valuable, especially the more emails you send, you'll really start to see like data-wise which of your emails perform best and have the higher likelihood of being clicked based on what you're saying. There's a lot of opportunity out here with the sales funnels. You gotta get on it. I'm telling you, like, we're gonna have to have another episode about this because I feel like there's I can't like keep going. I mean, I can, for real, I can, like, but I at some point I'm just gonna have to organize some new notes, right? I'm gonna think about based on what I said, like, what else could we talk about. The main point I want you to get at here is it would be nice, right? Because this is more than just email marketing. Email marketing is hot, by the way. Email marketing is cool. Copywriting, we talked a little bit about that. Like, both of those are great, cool. But a sales funnel is like the bigger piece of that, right? This is the ability to, how do I think about it? I mean, if you try to think about, I was going to say conceptualize, but I'm trying to use smaller words. So like, just brainstorm for me for a second, right? Like, my site, groundupbiz.com, is getting traffic, and this podcast too, getting traffic all around the world, right? So some of these people I may never have the pleasure of meeting, you know, in person, based on how I operate. I know some people have that mindset, like, no, don't say that, you know, like, I feel that. Yeah, maybe I will, right? But I'm saying, like, I'm trying to put in that extra effort now. Like, there's no way, right? I mean, this is kind of like the idea. You're going to influence a lot of people, and some people you may not ever physically cross paths with. I mean, I'm just kind of like okay with that. But the point is, like, the sales funnel can be created so that those people can be served by my brand without me necessarily having like direct time or communication engagement with that customer, right? And I say that from experience because, like, I'm on a ton of people's like email lists, and I've been to webinars and courses and things like that were pitched through email based on the person I was following. And this person I never met in my life, but it's just, what can I say from this? Sales funnels provide a really unique opportunity for you to sell your products and services to people who, a lot of those people you'll probably meet in person. But as you grow and expand and really build your digital brand, your digital audience, and you start getting into like digital asset creation, whether that be niche websites or websites that you own, companies, I'm saying digital products, kind of. That's kind of the lane I was going at a little bit more. But then I told you sales funnels can sell pretty much anything. Anything that can be sold, like, you can use a sales funnel to either assist with helping people become more aware of what you're selling or what your company is doing or how you're different. Like, really, you have the power to write the emails. It's just an incredible system. I'm really glad that I was able to record this episode and just kind of start the fire a little bit. You know, we're going to talk about sales funnels again in the future. I don't see how, like, we couldn't. Like, it's one of, like, my greatest discoveries in my career of digital marketing. Absolutely. So, with that being said, I feel like looking into Russell Brunson's books. He has Traffic Secrets, Expert Secrets, and .com Secrets, and those books are all about funnels. I can't think about anybody, like, off the head, other than that. Yeah, he's done a really great job in marketing to where, like, top of mind, when someone says, like, funnels, like, at least in the marketing world, they tend to think about Russell Brunson. Like, even though he wasn't, like, the originator or, like, the founder of the idea of a sales funnel, but he's done a really great job in marketing. And he created that company. It's called ClickFunnels, which is, it's like pre-made for you, right? And honestly, for a super beginner, it'd be worth looking into, like, ClickFunnels. They have, like, an affiliate program, and the software is pretty good. It's pretty good. But the reason I don't use ClickFunnels is because I was more interested in trying to, like, create each of the pieces myself, you know, and build the machine with all the different parts rather than having it kind of built for me. That way, I'd be really forced to learn, like, each piece and, like, why it matters in the system, because a sales funnel is a system. All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really appreciate you for sticking around this long. If you haven't already, please follow me on Twitter at @DS_groundupbiz. And if you're ever down to chat an email, hit me up, you know, send me an email. You can send that to Dellis, Dellis @groundupbiz.com. Oh yeah. And other than that, I hope you have a really nice rest of your day. Keep improving, keep getting better, and let's work on something amazing. I'm looking forward to chatting with you in the next episode. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.